You didn't tell me you was trying to record.
We back. Bro, it's been so long, I really couldn't even tell you. What's this, three, four?
It's going to be the whatever.
This is clearly the year wrap up at this point, because I don't think I'm going to see y'all niggas since 2019.
Shit, going to be summer 2019.
But we back. I will say by popular demand, but it's only a couple people that asked about this. Either way, shout out to my nigga Huggins, man.
Richie.
Nigga Richie been asking for it, so pause.
Hey, Richie.
Rich, we back, baby.
That's one of the five that's going
to
tune in?
Yeah. I know Rich definitely going to tune in. I'm going to have to send him this link personally.
Hey, Richie.
Welcome to the Always Off Topic. Shit, we should change this shit to never coming out.
Sorry always for the delay.
Inconsistent.
Always off topic, man. I don't know if y'all can hear this music. I'm sure y'all can, but you know, it's just the GOAT on the track with a nigga that's coming up in the rap game. Y'all might know the guys, Meek Mills. He's an up and coming
Jim Chase.
You know what I'm saying,
man.
Philly rapper. The GOAT decided to, you know, square shit up with him.
The verse was actually,
I had to kind of go back.
Hey.
Drake will make anything sound good, don't he? Don't he? Dang dollars. Yeah.
Shout out to Meek. Shout out to Dream Chasers in the building.
Yeah, shout out to, Meek Mill made a hell of a comeback, man. I ain't never seen nobody turn an L around that like quite like this.
He didn't take no L.
Bro, he's admitted to taking the L. He actually, like, on Crown, on all the interviews, he like, yeah, I was down bad.
He admitted to it and he's embraced it.
Yeah, but now it's like,
he's making his L cool now.
Yeah, now that he back on top, you know, back, you know, relevant.
On top?
He ain't on top. Oh, you know, you gotta get past.
Oh, God.
Who on top? Who's out of that? Who's
what better? Verse we just played?
Who's better than Meek right now in the rap game? God. Be honest.
He said, "We are. We trying to
the chases, man."
Anyway, before this shit get out of line, and
it's only one of them now. We ain't heard nothing crazy from your boy.
Oh, Melly.
Oh, Melly.
Melly is now Memphis Bleek. He figured out. He knows it's not. That's not gonna be his lane.
Oh, Melly is dropping soon. Shout out to Old Melly. Dream Chasers.
You might be right.
Once again, it's December 4th. Shout out to Jay-Z. Happy birthday to the original GOAT.
You know what I was just about to say?
Happy birthday, Dad.
You stupid.
I was just about to say, when you said it's December 4th, I was about to say, damn, that's a song name, ain't it?
Yeah, it's definitely birthday. A song name.
You sure don't keep up with that old head.
Yeah, watch your mouth, though.
49 years old. Since we already talking about Jay, you might as well go right into it. Once again, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to whatever number this
you
is.
Already, you
like
already apologized.
What is this?
I already apologized. You don't got to keep thanking
it. I really want to just be clear, because, you know, I like to be clear with our audience, you know, all five of y'all. This is really all Damien's fault, because as y'all can tell, when Sharif was a part of the shit, man, we was doing this shit weekly or bi-weekly.
Me,
you know what I'm saying?
Cam, we're not going to get into the schematics, but we waited for you. And
today almost didn't happen because of you.
No, it happened. You can't say almost didn't happen if it happened.
You should have heard his excuse, bro. He went deep in that bag tonight.
Come on.
He was like, yeah, but I'm going to do you a favor anyway. I'm like, nigga, you gotta do me a favor. Don't do me no favors, though.
Oh, here he go.
I ain't even going to put your business out there because, you know. But still, you was like, it wasn't looking good for a minute, but, you know, I knew.
You kept that on tuck. You didn't even mention that.
He had to go in his bag for that.
Forget the finger pointing and the.
Oh, here we go. That's how you know a nigga guilty when he be like, let's just move on.
The tattletelling, we here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So let's get it.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you for joining us again. We'll see y'all next year, definitely, because I can't imagine.
Put it out, though. We have open editions.
I can't imagine.
Try out?
Top of the year, we're going to have to shuffle some shit up.
Need a standby?
New year, new podcast, bro.
we need a fill-in.
Yeah, man. Anyway, since we're talking about Jay, the verse. Everyone's been talking about that verse for Meek Mill album. Cameron, did you have a chance to listen to that verse? Because I know you don't really. That's not your guy.
That's not my guy. But I listened to the whole album, actually.
Do you like the verse? The Jay-Z verse?
Yeah, I mean, it's typical where we at with Jay right now. He come on talking about the. No, you know the boss shit, just what he own. You know the money.
Definitely,
you know what
he definitely shitted on everyone.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
I think you underplayed it, typical. It was.
This is what he's been. This is what he's been doing lately.
It was vintage Jay with a sprinkle of goddamn. This nigga still. God.
Oh, he practiced that.
Yeah.
He knew it was podcast.
He's still elevating his game. He's 49 years old.
How did he elevate
it? Who you know at 49 is doing what he's doing? I'll wait. Name one person.
I don't even know nobody that's 49.
There's
so
not
that's
even
probably
a rapper that's 25 years old doing what Jay doing. Or saying what,
there's a rapper that's 32.
You say he elevated his game. What in his verse made you feel like he took his rap game to another level?
The cadence, the way he, the flow. What do you mean?
What was the cadence?
The tone.
Niggas love to say words like cadence. I don't know what the fuck that shit
means.
Tell me what cadence mean, bro.
What do you mean what cadence mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
See, your style, how you do things.
No, style is style. That's why it's the name style. What's cadence?
Your cadence is like the sound. Your sound. And that's his cadence on the track. Look,
like
it's his unique sound.
Like I said, Jay, he came. I like the verse, so don't make it try to seem like I didn't like it. But he came with the
that's
little
how you
typical.
Like you didn't like it.
No, I said this is what he's been doing. He boss up. He talk about what he got right now, his wealth and all that, which I was expecting him to. I wasn't thinking he would talk about anything else.
That's all.
But you making
about.
It seem
Hold
like
on, that's all he talked about was his wealth.
I mean, that's the part that stood out. That's the part that got everybody, you know.
No, it was not. Well, did you listen to the verse?
I listened to it multiple times, actually.
So what was the part that stood out? It wasn't his wealth.
What part stood out to you?
To me?
I like the part when he was talking about his alcohol, his little companies and all that stuff. That's part of his wealth. That's his boss talk. That's what we come expect from him when he get on the verse now.
No.
But you're trying to make it seem like it's something crazy. His cadence, he elevated his rap game.
He did.
He's way harder than what he was before.
Where's the people that's 50 years old? Where are they at?
They probably.
Nigga, we just told you. It ain't a lot of them niggas out here.
It's not even
so that's
one,
why
it's,
I mean,
it's not
you,
even
you
another
can,
one out here.
All right, so we can't compare that to another 50-year-old rapper.
Yeah,
so
you got to give him
hold
his
on.
Block.
All right, so yeah, can we at least try to.
Wayne?
Think about
Wayne
anybody
close?
That's no Wayne is definitely not close.
Wayne close.
Wayne old. I think Wayne 40.
He close.
He's not even 40.
He's close.
40.
Who are you talking about? Nigga, your math is wrong. That's that public
Who?
School shit.
Dre's not a rapper.
Dre get on a verse every once in a while. Eminem.
To make it clear, make it sound like Jay-Z almost win by default, because who's really 40 that's his competition that he's rapping with.
What was the oldest?
He's the oldest nigga in rap.
But the thing is, he's doing better than some of these cats. That's not even.
Of course, he's been here longer. He got seniority.
But at the same time, you posted
the nigga that been at Delta longer than you get paid more than you because he's been there longer than you.
When you get older in any sport or fashion or whatever you in,
yeah.
you get on a decline. It's normal, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna say decline,
but this is not a sport.
You gotta say rap. I mean,
it's still like,
maybe
anybody that's 40 years old that rap. It's done.
Maybe when everybody turns 40, not, they stop
who?
Having fun.
But we're
with.
Asking hey, listen, you who's 40.
LL. We not hear anything from LL.
That nigga on CSI. He don't want to rap.
He don't want to
rap. Will Smith. Don't want to rap. He 50. Don't want to rap.
Or no one want to hear him rap.
He don't want to rap.
So if Will put if LL,
anyone that say that do music tell you music don't pay. That's why niggas doing they once they get in like you see Rihanna and
music open up all kind of that.
Once Rihanna started getting that makeup bag, she was like, y'all niggas get an album when
makeup
I feel
makeup
like.
And movies. And
depends
movie
on who you are. Music do pay. Depends on who.
Yeah,
you
depend
are.
On who you are. I mean, but most people. It really don't depend on who you are.
But it ain't even
because
about
it's still more money
love.
Outside of
it's for the love.
It's still
we,
more money
last
outside
time
of
the LL verse. Do we want
no,
to
that
hear
nigga don't
LL,
love this
LL
shit.
LL
was rapping when your pops was young.
Do we want to hear an LL verse?
I would hear an LL verse.
You would want to hear an LL verse?
Yeah.
A rapping verse or an R&B verse? Which one would you want?
Like, I would want him to be on like his, you know, I need love type shit.
Okay.
So LL put out a song right now. You
yeah.
An R&B song, I think it'd probably do some numbers. R&B track.
No one want to hear
it. No homo, Big, you got to get close on the mic, man. We can't really hear you.
Pause.
There we go. Pause.
No one want to hear LL. No one want to hear.
You don't want to hear it.
No, it's not that. When you
let's stick to the. We're always off topic. Let's get back on topic.
Always anyways, off topic, man. In the building.
We already clearly we know how you feel.
So,
the verse was the best.
The
thing.
Verse was good. All right, it was a good verse. All right.
What was his last guest verse?
His last feature?
Yeah, his last feature.
Probably the Drake joint.
All right, so
Drake.
That.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
That
that's true.
All right.
So
what
at least you can't be.
What was the last one you liked? His last feature before this one.
Before that one?
What was the last one you liked?
I really did you like the keys like that?
Yeah, I did.
Right, it so wasn't nothing spectacular about it though.
I liked it though.
So you liked
I
it?
I liked it is not a word.
But
so you liked
it's a hood word. That's what we say in the hood. Yes. That's when you really like something.
So you liked it. So how do you feel he elevated his rap game from then? You said it, this verse elevated him. It did.
It just
you say this man been working on his craft for 15 years. He's in a whole other level now.
I heard this verse and I said, "Damn,
Sharif would have been good for this." You know how much he loved fucking Jay-Z. Them niggas would have been best friends.
He did it again. And
yeah, I forget, that's his Dominican coming out of
you. Try to roll.
Yo, shout out Grandma Nina, R.I.P. Mommy. I didn't do it.
Shout out to Pablo holding it down in the G-Town.
Yo, young Pablito.
This nigga really named his son, his middle name is Pablo, bro, on paper. That's like a hood. That's a nickname, like, for the crib. That nigga got this shit on paper.
The history behind that, that's his grandfather's.
Yeah, I mean, so that's lit, though.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, but I just, you know it's going to be a hard time in school once people start calling him Pablo.
It ain't going to be a hard time. They going to know his name is Pablo. They're going to back the fuck up.
Oh, say word. You're going to be there in all the classes.
It can work. It can work in a way.
That name carry weight, baby.
That name definitely does carry weight. Literally, real weight.
Literally. Chill.
Good luck with that nigga trying to get in corporate America. They're going to be like, oh,
Pablo.
Nah, we good. We're not hiring.
Yeah, you might want to change that before it get too late.
I thought y'all were looking for 5 spots. Yeah, they just got filled.
The feds might be listening to y'all. Chill.
Yeah, if they arrest your son at the age he's at now, the feds is a different type of beast. If they take it in, the 2-year-old.
Nah, they did my cousin like that. He was 2 years old. He got caught with some shit. Right, I can't really speak
your
on it.
Your cousin got jammed at 2?
At 2 years old, they
got
kicked
caught with some diapers.
They raided the daycare and everything. He was in finger painting class.
Next
shit
time.
Shit got real that day.
So, but like I said, I don't really think Jay-Z, I'm going to wrap this up for me at least. I don't think Jay-Z really has competition in his classes. Most people that came into rap when he came into rap are doing other things. Right. So that's why. I mean, but that's not taking anything away from. He's still at the top, but he's still like you were saying, he's still rapping better than
how
most 25-year-olds. He probably
no one is
40.
Yeah, no one.
I'm saying Jim probably in his 40s.
No,
he probably
could be. Jim is up,
but he ain't like. I wouldn't say he ain't close to 50.
Nah, he's not close to 50.
But I'm just saying nobody that. He started. Jay-Z was basically older than everyone when he first came in.
Because
at 26, you know what? Nas was 19 or some shit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So he was older. He always been older than everybody. But it doesn't take away the fact that he always been better than everybody too. Like for us, like lyrically. So you know,
what
we
you
just like
the verse.
We just said. You said what?
What you thought about the verse?
Jim Jones 42.
Yeah. Okay.
So he in his 40s. So they. And Jim Jones dropped a hell of an album.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, too.
Yeah, this year. Yeah, that was what was it called again?
Based off the movie.
Yeah, I know, but Bronx Tale. Was that the name of the album?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that album was crazy. Yeah, Jim had
the name of it. I'm looking at it right now.
What was the name of it?
He said it was a hell of an album. That's why I want him to.
No,
tell
I don't
know.
He said it was
a hell of an album. You can't even name the title.
It was. I can't. He just said it was a hell of an album. I knew.
No,
it.
You said it was a hell of an album. Don't put it on my
Waste
of
Talent. I knew it had something to do with the Bronx Tale.
Okay.
That's why I said the Bronx Tale. I said it had something to do with it.
But yeah, so Jay, you know, he in the class of his own. He always been. So, you know, but he could have easily been lost and he would not be where he's at if he was not a good rapper, you know, if he wasn't the best to do it.
So, about the verse, how do you?
Oh, I mean, that shit was hard. I mean,
it was hard.
It's crazy because
we
was listening
to
it.
Did you love his cadence?
You stupid. I ain't gonna lie. I know a nigga named Caden. That's about all I know about.
Caden or Cadence?
Hey, that's all the same to me. But, we was listening on the way over here again and. I was just telling him like how Meek and Ross actually had like ill verses, but he just kind of overshadowed.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ross, I was just hearing for the first time when Ross took a shot at 6ix9ine. I didn't even know he did that shit.
How you feel about that?
That shit. Well, I heard it in the car. I was like, damn.
You cried?
I was like, yo, that's crazy. Shout out, yo. Free my man.
I know that's your man. I know your favorite rapper's a mumble rapper, right?
Free 6ix9ine.
Yeah, really free. Like, we might well just, we off of Jay. Like, 6ix9ine, I really feel like he not, everyone knows, even the feds, that he's probably not a bad nigga. Like, they know he's a kid that's just trolling. The trolling went too far. And they definitely got it out for him.
Did he commit
a charge on a kid?
Has he committed a crime?
There's no way he even.
On a kid?
Yeah, he ain't no Rico.
Has he committed a crime?
That's what they, I mean.
Rico for them drug lords and, you know.
Like, he the head.
Has he committed a crime? Do they have evidence that he's committed a crime?
I think they just say, you know, it'd be like conspiracy. So like, it'd be like he was around when a crime was committed.
Don't good kids get caught up with bad niggas.
Of course.
So
But that's not, so that's why we saying free the nigga.
Like what talking about? The charge don't fit what he's
like if we all together, you rob a bank, it's unfortunate all of us are gonna probably go down. If I don't go tell that immediately that we all going down.
That's what happened.
Because he's the bigger name.
He's the face, yeah. Right? He's the popular one. Yeah.
Right? So
if they got evidence he did a crime.
Free the 9, man. Free 6ix9ine.
So y'all think he on some 50 shit? Like if they say whatever they say he did that shit?
Nah, hell no. Nah. I don't.
How y'all feel about the video when he put the 30 on him?
Oh, what you mean?
What was his name?
Price on
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef cousin.
Oh,
and then the
trolling,
next
trolling.
How's that trolling? He on video saying y'all want 30 on his head. Then the next day they go shoot up where his cousin at.
Yeah, like yeah, this internet shit really.
How you feel? I mean, that's kind of tough. That's kind of sticky.
Rico though.
Rico, come on, bro.
I mean, maybe they got more evidence, but TMZ dropped that. You know,
bro, they weren't even trying to give Ghost to Rico. That nigga was he was killing niggas every episode.
How you feel about the album?
Old Meek joint?
6ix9ine.
Oh, 6ix9ine. I like it, but I mean, it's fun music. I'm not like, okay. Yo, it's top five.
So
but
when you told me you ran it like 8 times back to back.
No, I did. But it's just, it's workout music.
Did it do numbers?
It's fire.
Now, they actually said, I just read a report today.
Some shit about the Tory. Travis.
Yeah, Travis Scott. Scott. They did the numbers wrong or whatever like that, and he really got number one.
Billboard be lying.
Yeah. I mean, they did say now. Speaking of what Hov said, he was just like, "Yo, like, I guess everyone assumed he was taking a shot." You can listen to a Jay-Z verse, and you just think that he just talking about everybody. He might not even been thinking about him, but they're gonna try to associate like, "Yo, he talking to Drake with the billion stream shit."
Oh, he wasn't.
I mean. I don't know, but that's just, you know, that was what the blogs and everything was saying. Like, yo, he basically taking a shot at Drake by saying, you talking about, you worrying about a billion streams. We you know, I got $1 billion.
Yeah, he the one with a billion streams.
So is it ironic that, I think, was it yesterday? I think Drake posted all his number ones, like, for the year, 2018. He had, like, literally all his Billboard
numbers. Oh, might want to fall back for Drake. at him, too.
I'm just saying, do you think that was, like, a shot or he was just doing it anyway or just like, yeah, nigga, let me let you know I really ran 2018?
But the fact...
Like, we got to think about the era, right? The era we in and the type of people who we comparing, right? When it comes to Drake and Jay-Z, it's like apples and oranges. It's like Hines and Hunts.
Trying to see where you're going with this.
It's like Hines and
Hunts.
So was
it a shot or not? I don't know.
No, it was a shot. And, you know, he have all these things, but still, okay, who's bigger? Who's better? Yeah, you was the biggest artist of...
He been the biggest artist ever since.
The man has been the biggest... I was about to say, he's been the biggest artist for 10 years.
But he was the biggest artist of 2018, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But who made more money in 2018? Would you rather be...
But they in a different ball game. They in a different ball game. I don't want to hear
that. Jay-Z's 50.
Do you want to be the nigga that made more money in 2018 or the nigga that sold more records in 2018?
Who's to say when...
But why would you throw shade on the nigga that sold the most records?
What do you mean? Because... Like Hope said, you
he
rather,
in his own lane.
Like Hope said, you rather have a billion streams or $1 billion.
How that's you know real. That? Did he talk to that man?
You know what I'm saying.
Maybe that nigga just got a bill. So that's like being bullied for being rich. Like you coming to class, it's like, oh, this nigga got on nice clothes. Fuck, I'm supposed to wear it. Like, nigga, I'm the best artist and shit. Now y'all, like, that's lame.
Nah,
like, it's lame because I hit a billion.
Nah, what Hope basically saying is like, yo, you gotta. And Hope been saying this like,
you think Drake not doing shit outside of rap? You crazy?
No, I didn't say that. That's not the.
He's on the way to getting Jay-Z.
I'm saying he's building.
He's
building
not even
his
close to money.
Put like this.
No, Hov ain't been like this since when he first came out. Hov wasn't doing this.
So what would you? His own man though.
What would you say if you had to say with Jay first 10 years in the game and Drake first 10 years in the game, who made the most amount of money in that 10 year span?
Hov.
Fuck out of here. You might look and see how much Drake. Look and see how much Drake worth. Look and see how much nigga, Drake worth right now.
We would have.
Bro, Drake is still getting run by. He's still signed to like 3 different people, bro.
You call it what you want. And like you said, you can make money in music if you're that top tier artist.
Right.
So he's the top of the food chain. So when it comes to making money, he can get dicked over and still make more money than everyone else in the process. And just
you
music.
Forgot Jay was running the label since his career started.
This man got a clothing line, OVO.
Jay did too.
Man got the liquor.
Jay did too.
The, in the first 10 years?
I'm saying yes.
Nah, bro.
When the Armadale shit came out.
Not in the first 10 years.
Rockefeller?
Not in the first 10 years.
I mean, was it Rockaware?
Rockaware, all of that.
And if you really, really want to be clear, if it wasn't for Dame, Jay just would have been a rapper. he would have just been a rapper. Dame was the one making all the moves.
Okay, and if it wasn't for Trey Songz, we'd never heard of Drake. You can't say that. Things happen for a reason, right?
You said Trey Songz.
Yeah, Trey Songz, you know, gave him the door. Then he met Future, the Prince, and all of them boys, and you know, so and so and so.
And all the people, you gonna go to Trey?
Nah, that's a fact. That's
what about the Weeknd?
We probably, I mean, we still would have heard from him, but you know, and I think Jay still would have made money deals, but I definitely think Dame put him in that money, like, you know, entrepreneurial spirit. Like, he was really like, nigga,
I think that's just the message that Hov is just trying to spew out to, you know, Drake and other artists. It's like, yo, get y'all money. Get from under these labels, lock and hold, and start doing your own thing, because they really raping these boys.
But who's, like, again, I don't understand, like, who's to say Jay, like, Drake is not getting his money? You know, this nigga just did
all the time in his songs.
This nigga just did a 55 tour.
You know, he waiting on
55 city tour.
Waiting on this check.
Who's to say 10 years from this date that that Drake ain't gonna be with Jay now?
We talking about now, bro.
But you can't. Jay-Z's been in the game for 30, 40 years.
That's what I said. It's like,
now you can't say where someone going.
I think I would probably like to say that I think that Drake is definitely on the path.
I think he's building
to when he gets 50.
He is.
The money gonna look a little different. As like the basketball players coming up, where you seen Magic Johnson play for the Lakers 25 years for $25 million. Like,
I totally.
But now niggas is making $25 million in 1 year.
I totally agree.
So the money's gonna change. So
they making $25 million.
If he continues the path he's on now, yeah, by 50 he should be where Jay at.
All right. So what is Jay actually trying to say? If he's talking to Drake, what can he say to Drake now about what he's doing? Like, yo, I think you should do this. Like, what can you say?
I just feel like he probably tell him he could be more.
Like what? I'm on track to being bigger than you.
Not bigger, but yes. You know what I'm saying?
No, Drake is definitely on track to being bigger than him, bro. Yes, he is. Nah. Yeah. If he stays at Jay had what 8 summers or something like that, or 6 summers or 7 summers, he dropped something. Dog.
And one of my arguments, Jay-Z, everyone in his albums ain't Jay catalog
better than Drake's.
Every one of Jay-Z albums ain't classic.
Which one is not a classic? I say one, Volume 3, I didn't like.
Volume 3 is not a classic.
To me, everything else is under that is very great, very good.
Kingdom Come is a classic.
Even the ones that's not a classic, still good albums, bro.
Is Kingdom Come a classic?
Of course it is.
Is it a good album? Or is it a classic?
It's a good album. But I'm biased, so yeah, I would say classic. But generally speaking, it's a good album.
So tell me what in Drake's short catalog that, you know, Jay-Z has obviously more albums, what that Drake dropped that's,
and look at that, just Drake far, that's far from Drake a classic. Drake been in the game 10 years. And how many albums he had? When Jay was in the game 10 years, he already had 10 albums. So who, musically, he's doing more. He's gave us more.
Who?
Jay.
Yeah, he's giving us more projects.
But
what about the quality of the project? Jay got a lot of fillers too. Let's not say out of all of Jay albums,
then you can't go from
like
top
1 to
bottom.
16. You can run the whole shit.
All the time.
Yeah, you can. What
this nigga right here.
Come on,
dude.
Y'all. We've been doing this for an hour. We always off topic.
This is always my argument when it comes to Jay-Z. Man.
You don't like Jay-Z.
Everyone. No, I never said I don't like Jay-Z.
You didn't say you like Jay-Z.
I don't got a problem with Jay-Z.
Well, if someone said they don't got a problem with somebody, they don't like him. That's just way of saying they don't like somebody.
I respect what Jay-Z
does. Like
I'm not saying he's
saying like
he's
him.
Not my favorite rapper.
You don't like him.
It's a lot of people not my favorite rapper, but I still like.
All right, 10 years in their career, you think Drake was more popular now than what Jay was 10 years in his career?
Hell no.
This nigga ain't gonna say
hell
nothing.
No.
give me another title.
So Jay was doing what Drake, this concert that Drake just left.
No.
That's what Jay was doing 10 years in the game.
He was. You nigga, you forgot the Garden? What he did?
Black album.
Are you? Come on, y'all bugging.
That's a classic.
Nigga, Black album. You talking
you
about?
That's a classic.
You talking about the tours? Like you talking about like the what's the shit? The Rough Rider tours and Def Jam tours.
You forgot when the Black
he needed like a whole conglomerate.
You forgot when he sold out the Madison Square Garden in 4 seconds? Did you forget?
That was the Black album, right?
Right.
That nigga was in the game way more than 2 years at that point.
2004. He came in the game in 1996. Do your math. Do your math. Yeah, do your math, baby boy.
No, you
do your math.
I don't know. You said that too quick. I might want to fact check you on that.
Yeah, yeah. You know these New York niggas be talking quick. Come on, man. Do your math. He came in 94. The niggas 94. It's 2004. You do your math. Come on, baby. Come on, baby boy. Next subject, baby boy.
Yeah, we might want to.
Yeah, whenever nigga drop the subject too quick, then it's a chance he might be wrong. Yeah, baby boy. Come on, baby boy. Let's talk about something else, man. That shit dead.
Always on topic in the building, man.
Yeah, definitely. Dog. 1,000% I definitely say, you know, I think that if the forecast for Drake is going to be bigger than what it is for Jay, and just imagine if Jay got what, like, so if he would have stayed with Rihanna, they would have been like a power couple, some shit like that.
And I ain't gonna lie, Beyonce is a big reason.
They elevated each other. Don't do that.
Beyonce did not need Jay for nothing.
I gotta say, Jay-Z was 15 years older when he met Beyonce.
Appreciate it, Kimball.
Well, being a Jay fan,
he said 04. So Black Album was 03.
Oh, see, I just looked it up too. Make me even more right. But look,
I was just about to tell you.
Being a Jay fan, he introduced me to Beyonce. You see what I'm saying? It made me a Beyonce fan.
But do you think more people get introduced to Beyonce or get introduced to Jay-Z?
Exactly.
It's both.
Nigga, you all wow.
They fans collided. No.
Dog, you go to the Beyonce concert when, niggas literally be going to break.
Dog.
When Jay come on stage. But when Beyonce there, everybody at their seat.
Listen to me. On Latin Kings, I went to the On the Run tour. This past summer, and literally Jay did his thing. The fans were going more crazier on Jay than Beyond. And ask anybody that was in that
concert.
This
was in Atlanta.
Yes, it's all over the place.
Nah. Bruh, we do know Jay had all. You know what Jay gonna do when he do or when he come out? My name is Hov, H to the OV. That's the like nigga. That's his highlight.
He did, and then he for did the more fact, things than that. Beyond. And then they had the biggest concert this year. Better than Drake.
Of course. And those are two powerhouses.
And what do you mean? Migo powerhouse?
Come on, dog.
Then they did the joint album together too. So
yeah,
of course.
The
so of course they're gonna
Oh yeah, that was the money bag right
I'm about
there.
To say,
they
come
grabbed
on.
That. They grabbed that quick. Cause if they did dog, this
Beyonce
concert would not
elevated them though.
That shit
how? If he got more money than Beyonce.
I think they close.
No.
I don't know the numbers on that.
We definitely got to keep it pushing.
We need to get a stat person to fact check everything while we sit because I don't know niggas
this nigga
be
fast
out
talking
numbers.
And shit. Yeah, he nigga. Fast. I don't trust
Jay-Z
nigga.
Made 400 bill last
year.
All right, cool.
32 degrees outside. My man got on basketball shorts. I know he lying about something.
Beyonce net worth is $355 million. She a broke girl. Jay's a billionaire.
That boy said Beyonce broke. She got 300. How much Drake worth before we move on?
Drake?
Yeah.
Drake or Jay?
Drake probably not even at 100 yet.
That crib at 100.
Yeah.
I bet you his crib look better than Jay-Z.
You know net worth not everything.
You tripping.
Hell no.
You tripping. I think that's
Drake
look better
worth
than
a little 100 mil? Come on, get out of here.
You said how much it worth?
100 mil.
Ooh.
He probably got 5 million.
Yo, Jay-Z first 10 years, was he worth 100 mil?
Fuck. Way more than 100 mil.
He lying like
way
shit.
More than
how much is he worth now? So how much is Jay-Z worth now?
900 million.
He lying like shit.
Look it up. You got a smartphone.
You dog. You.
Nah, you got a dumb phone, nigga. Ain't shit smart about your phone. Fuck you talking about. Nigga,
nah,
Drake
man,
is on.
This...
Drake is definitely, he's on. He, dog.
That's it.
No, he about to be. He gonna be like the new standard.
You forgot he said
he gonna be the new blueprint.
When the blueprint came out, he said 100 million man.
Jay-Z say a lot of shit. I only believe a half the stats he was talking about on this one. He on what? What did he say?
100% of Ace of Spades. He do. Look it up.
Okay, and then what else? And what was it? 50% of what?
50% of Duce. Look it up.
And what was the other one?
100% of Rock Nation. No.
100% of title.
100% of title. And
I don't know because I'm looking at like four different lists though. So I'm serious. This one say 650.
He got a dumb phone. Yeah, put that away though.
This one say 810.
Who? Oh yeah,
Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm saying I don't
really
know.
You don't know.
I think
no. I'm just reading what it's telling me.
I still think Diddy got more money than him.
He do.
Diddy
and Dre got more money than both of them.
Hell no.
Or close.
No.
Yeah, Dre, nigga, come
Diddy.
On, bro.
Let me see Diddy.
Diddy in a different bag.
Dre
Diddy.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, Diddy got more than Hov.
Diddy.
Diddy got more than Hov.
Andy,
because he got that Ciroc. That Ciroc holding him up.
Hey, he about to give Lil Diddy another classic beat.
And since we on the Diddy for briefly, like you know, rest in peace to Kim Porter.
Oh, big rest in peace.
You know, and half of these people online did not know her, but you would have thought they did because they's like, but she sang. Of course, just looking at the pictures and stuff, and everybody was saying like nice things about it. Like she seemed like she was a very like kindred spirit, and everybody she got along with everybody, and like niggas that shit took a lot of niggas out.
Yo, it came out of left field when I heard the news. I was like. Kim Porter? Hell no.
Y'all can get... he said, like, he just grew up with Kim.
Nah.
Lil Kim? From... Come on. Lil Kim from Junior Mafia? Come
Kim
on,
who?
Man. Nah. Not Kim.
It's a certain thing that just catch you by surprise.
You be putting on. So, nigga, no, like, laying in the bed, scrolling that timeline, you seen the pic, and you double tapping.
Nah. All right, so he said this deaf caught him by surprise. Name a deaf that didn't catch you by surprise.
That's a fact. That didn't catch.
Yeah, you was like, oh, I saw that happen.
When Pac died, that didn't catch me by surprise.
No, I'm glad we ain't got a lot of followers right now, bro. Niggas probably would have been outside waiting on you, bro.
Nah, that ass. When Pac died, that didn't catch me by surprise.
Tory Lanez said 6ix9ine knew Pac because he dropped the album while he was in jail.
Yeah.
So he didn't know Pac?
He is. Look at the controversy that's behind him. He bought his girl a Patek Philippe while he was in jail. That's dope.
Who, 6ix9ine did that?
Yeah.
That sound like a gangster
for
move.
For her birthday.
Sound like a nigga that needs
like
to get Rico.
Move.
Oh, you got enough money to buy her? Oh,
okay. That sound like a gangster move. But y'all swearing this, man. Nah, he ain't about that lit.
He had the jeweler drop it off at her at the nightclub.
Oh, so he moving like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That sound like a nigga. Like he sound like he the head of a criminal organization.
For me, she would have had to wait till I get out of jail to get that watch. Fuck that.
You want
to
see a face.
When I want to see who you wearing it around. Fuck that. You ain't wearing no damn.
You a real Jamaican ass 6ix9ine nigga.
6ix9ine is gonna be example.
She gonna be like, what I watch at?
6ix9ine might end trolling. We might need to thank 6ix9ine if Fed is really sticking with this. Moving on, all these trolls gonna wake up and be like, oh, this shit can really end my life.
I think, you know, regardless if we agree or not, Drake is definitely he's on the right road. So I don't know who Jay be talking to on these verses about y'all niggas need to get your money right. I guess
Jay-Z know he's
Drake talking shit to Drake, like, you know, I'm the richest under 35, I'm the best rapping 35 or under, name someone hotter than me. Like, this is all facts.
But so you think, why would he take a shot after he just gave him a verse then?
That's Jay.
I don't think Jay ain't cool.
That was a more Kanye thing.
He dissed him on Pound Cake.
But you know what's funny? Kanye really think this. He thought since he got that little shout out, they about to do this.
They are.
This Watch the Throne too.
2019. Remember where you heard it first.
Bruh.
Remember where you heard it first.
I'm pretty sure this is not the first time they heard it because Kanye had to tweet it. So
Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne too. I'm not really waiting on that as much as you think. I don't really think that's something that might happen. They got a lot of, you know, like, in-house shit to do before we even get to an album, in my opinion. So I don't know if that's going to really happen.
And we don't know if that's been taken care of or not. They real secretive, so you don't know.
Nah, but Kanye's not secretive.
What about this? When is
Yeah, man. Me and Jay talk today, man. We that's good,
how,
man.
That's how he sound? He sound like Terrence Howard?
Yeah, you're right. So let's talk. Did any of y'all watch the fight? Wilder versus Fury?
Yeah.
Boy.
Hold on. Let's before we start the fight, let's talk about the reporter that asked him.
Boy. Oh, yeah.
What your people.
Bruh. 400 years, nigga.
He said, what do you mean your people in 400 years? He said, your people too, nigga.
Nah.
He looked, your people too.
Definitely he wanted to fight the reporter.
That reporter would have
said, he wanted to fight Fury. Fury. That nigga ain't asked him no more questions. He just had the mic up. He was just scared to say anything.
How you pronounce his name? Fury or Furry?
Fury.
Okay.
Tyson Fury.
I think the reporter wanted to say, but I'm white.
Man, that's
but the reporter was black.
He was black.
Kim K type right then.
He was, yeah, he was probably moving like, though. He probably was moving type like
he, probably
like
he was a white all, dude. He probably was like the only black dude in this class.
Like a Pete Harden breed. Yeah, shit was all over. Bro, they've been killing that meme, bro. You ain't see the one with like
the 90s?
Like Sally Mae and shit. Like, nigga, they've been killing that fucking meme.
Which one?
Well, like, nigga, show people too. Like, we give, like, with all that shit. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
they different. Shit. I don't know. I know this ain't live, but y'all next to ESPN, goddamn it, they different on TV.
I'm about to Google them. Who the fuck?
But
is
yeah. You know. So you did you watch the fight or did you see like the highlights?
I seen the highlights.
Did you think that they stole like that knockout? Dog one.
Yeah, they took two on the damn count.
I want to be very very clear. I don't know in the 12th round how anybody can get up from getting hit like that.
Oh, boy, bro. Different.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what saved him, in my opinion.
He was on coke. Because even like during like the when it was over with, he was still hype. You know, most people be like exhausted, like, bro, like, I'm glad this is over.
They don't test you after the fight.
Bro, this man was so lit, bro. Even I watched the press conference. He was singing in the press conference. He was literally.
Kept licking his tongue.
Bro, he was on another level. He got hit so hard.
The first one, I was like, damn, he caught him.
Yeah.
But that last one, I was like, oh, this is a
nigga. That was the cleanest dog. I said, there's no way this man getting up.
That's
what's no way.
Because in my opinion, I think.
Oh, yeah, if he didn't get knocked down that second time, he would have lost.
I think he had him beat.
Yeah, and I really think.
Remember, the ref was counting dumb slow.
Yo, this nigga, he started and then stopped and then started again. I'm like, what?
Or maybe they wanted this draw. It's been a lot of draws lately, in my opinion.
Because they be wanting them too. Because I think, like, you know, boxing ain't really as popular right now, so they're trying to build up the storylines again. A Madonna and them?
The last fight.
What's the...
When everybody was saying...
Triple G?
And Alvarez?
Yeah, and Triple G. Yeah.
And they say he got robbed, so now they want to... You know, I don't know. I think they're just...
They trying to build the storylines back up. You got to have, like, the momentum. Like, yo, we got to have, like... Kind of like league, the basketball be the same
All they need to do is let AB be the spokesperson.
Man, AB...
For boxing.
Which y'all think he going to do to Pacquiao? Or you think Pacquiao...
I think Pacquiao...
Some sense into that, boy.
I don't know. But you don't know what kind of Pacquiao you going to get. Because last...
It don't matter which Pacquiao you going to get.
Last Pacquiao fight I watched, I was like, yeah, Pacquiao got robbed. Pacquiao was balling.
He won his last fight, though.
No, the one when I think he was overseas in old boy country. It was probably like last year.
You talking about when they was in Australia or something?
Australia,
yeah, Pacquiao won that shit.
And after I felt like he robbed him on that fight, I was like, Pacquiao was boxing.
Yeah, he was boxing. Yeah, I saw that shit. Nah, he lost. He lost that fight.
Nah, he lost that.
Pacquiao lost. Sure. Yeah.
And then, but I also seen Pacquiao fight, so I'm like, bro, Pacquiao need to hang it up. So I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Whenever Pacquiao show up, if Australia Pacquiao come.
Bro, they've been killing AB, boy. That nigga came out. You remember that one video? He came out dancing and shit. Today had that nigga walking off getting help.
I keep the video.
This shit was so funny, bro.
I keep the video.
That boy was in that jug and that boy was in that, like.
I'm a stoner. All right, big fella.
Yo, that shit right there. Then he walking out like, bro, like. Yo, he beat the shit out that nigga, bro.
Oh, AB, so.
He's still definitely the most entertaining. He need to probably do wrestling or something.
Yeah, he won his last fight.
Yeah, he the most entertaining by sure. He is too
funny,
bro.
I think he did have another one after that.
So I want to talk about. So, Chance's brother.
Got a son now, right?
Yeah, it's Taylor Bennett. That's his name. That's Chance's younger brother. They kind of look, they look a lot alike. And he just had he was gay, or he is gay.
Like,
he was
bisexual.
Not his Chance, brother. His brother is really? Bisexual.
His brother was
in
bisexual,
real life.
Yeah.
I thought one of them, didn't he die?
No, not Chance, brother,
I don't know what you be on.
Hold on. You talking about Real and Chance?
No, this nigga talking about the VH1 hip hop. Chance the rapper, fuck boy.
Oh, you literally talking about Chance the rapper. Oh, okay.
This man said Chance. I know what you talking about. Chance from, what was that?
Love and Hip Hop. I mean, I Love New York. And then they had their own show.
Yo, this, and he was distraught. Like, I guess that was probably the death that took him by storm. Like, man, I ain't see Chance dying, man. That shit took me out, bro. That was before social media really got popular.
I think Real died, though. Chance, Real had cancer.
The one with the ponytail.
Yeah, with the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the shit was good, bro. That's when...
Pause. No homo.
Yeah, all right. I thought I was the only one who caught that.
Yeah, he...
Clearly, he missed it.
Yo, so anyway, this nigga definitely Chance the rapper. Let me be clear with you. Chance the rapper brother
is gay.
Name is bisexual. Taylor Bennett, and yeah, he's bisexual, but he just had a son. so
maybe
I'm not laughing at this shit because one day we might get big, and I gotta apologize. So
you
I'm not
gotta apologize.
Nah, I do because you got to. Like, I'm gonna be on my Drake shit. Like, I'm gonna be on my Meek Mill shit. Nah, really, like on my Funk Flex shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, yo, Drake. Can
Drake,
I get
hit my line?
Can I get that apology too? Like, I could just slide that in there.
Funk Soul.
But
I didn't even care for Funk.
So yeah, you know he dropped the picture. Oh man, they been killing this nigga, bro. They like, nigga, ain't you gay?
What picture?
He got a picture of him, not just of his son. It's him, the girl. It's like a family photo. And it's like, who the chick?
Is it a rumor that he's bisexual?
No.
He came out and said it.
Yeah, it's all fact.
Could have been a publicity stunt.
Nah, because that was a minute ago. Like, it wasn't like.
But didn't he have an album come out like right when that happened?
But, bruh, if you got to. Niggas out here saying they gay to sell records, bro.
You'll be surprised.
Name a couple that did that.
What's the name of that?
That's New Level.
Who?
What's his name?
Tyler?
Frank Ocean. Tyler, the Creator.
Well, Frank Ocean
is
gay.
Frank Ocean is gay.
He said he was bisexual, though.
Who? Frank Ocean?
How you feel about that? So, bisexual isn't gay to you?
That's gay. You're gay. You ain't.
Nah, we definitely ain't getting nowhere no time soon. We're going to be in this basement for a very long time with these opinions.
Women could be bisexual. I don't think men could be bisexual. I think if you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean.
Because a woman could snap out of it and be like, all right, bet. I want dick again. But a nigga, like.
So you taking like, you good with your girl, like, used to being like Biden and I, and she like, all right, I'm with the niggas.
Your
main girl.
Yeah,
she could be
so,
that.
Yeah, that's
so pretty. Say one of your men's, I don't want to use nobody name, so just say one of your men's was
bisexual.
Dating a man at the time.
Was when like, I met him?
No, you met him, he was dating a girl. Then he went to dating a man.
Uh-huh.
Then it was like, yo, I'm good now, baby. I'm back with a joint.
I just had to get that shit out of my system.
You're going to be like, yo, you good. You just bisexual. You ain't gay.
I'll be like, nah, bro, you gay. I feel like once you, once another man take another man out on a date, he gay. Like, you open the door for him. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But you can't come back. You can't come back.
So niggas got to be gay for life?
If you kiss another man or do anything,
you gotta be gay for life.
You ain't gotta be.
Or is it like, yo, you gotta at least take 5 years?
So Wayne gay?
Who?
You said if you kiss a dude, he gay for life. So Wayne gay?
He kissed his pops.
You kiss your dad?
Not on his mouth. That was some other.
Hold up, you kiss your dad on the cheek?
I say you kiss your.
Nah. You know how old you are? This nigga 40.
Yo, come here,
pop. He 40. All up. This man 40 years old.
Come here, dad.
Yeah,
kissing my dad.
You kissing your dad on the cheek and the neck?
I didn't do what?
What if you slip like to the neck part of your dad? That nigga knocked the shit out of you, bro. That nigga will box you out, boy.
To clear this up, you know what I mean?
You need to clear it up because you talk about I kiss my dad, but not in the mouth. But I do kiss my dad.
I didn't say that. Play
kiss him on the hand.
Play the take back. I didn't say nothing.
Oh, we got this shit on live. Somebody please tell me that's watching.
But like,
what
me,
this man
in
said.
In my opinion, I just feel like all jokes aside, if you experiment, like it depends on what age you are too.
Oh, so now you could be a kid and grow out of being gay.
Nah, it depends though.
So if
on a man part, if you attracted to a man
as a kid.
Kid, adult, teenager, old person, like that's what you like.
All right, so I don't really think that we don't have anything against gay people. By the way,
facts.
Let's be very clear. We just having barbershop conversation, but this is shit that we people talk about. So, but it's still like a new thing of acceptance. It's getting more to be acceptable or whatever like that. But which one makes you more uncomfortable to see like two gay guys our age or like two old men, like maybe like 60 or 70?
Seeing gay people don't make me uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds like
two 6-year-old niggas kissing don't make you uncomfortable.
6-year-old?
60.
Nah, like that's what they like.
Like it makes you sick to your stomach.
That's
like what you're a puke if you see
like
that,
at Dugan's.
That's what
you over there just trying to get some wings.
Nah,
these two niggas come in with black and mouths in their mouth sharing.
That's
the shit.
That's what
sharing the black and mouth kiss.
Nah, like this is my thing. Like I equate it to like I feel like you like who you like. You know what I'm saying? But
once you go gay,
say,
that's just
once
it.
You go gay.
Don't say you
as a male though.
Back, there's no back
as a male.
I'm not.
Well, actually, it's all back.
But it's just
for a woman or
just
man.
For a male. Or, so
nah, for a woman or man.
Okay.
If you did anything with the same sex,
you gay.
To me, you're gay, but you like the opposite sex too.
You just freak.
Yeah, you're not. You're no longer straight to me. You know what I'm saying?
But so no okay, but if the girl want to take you back because it's kind of hard out here for women, they really might be like, I'll take an ex gay nigga because we got active gay niggas. So if I could get an ex gay nigga.
It can't be that bad out
here. Out of remission? Like the dude
when the last time you kissed your dad on the cheek?
Dog, I never kissed my dad.
Dog, you said
why you
nigga, because I asked you.
You kissed your son still?
I asked you,
son?
Like on the cheek and stuff, yeah.
So I asked
what
you when you
gonna stop?
Hold on.
What age?
Yeah, what age you gonna stop kissing?
Yeah, it gotta be an age limit.
Shit, when the age when the kids get embarrassed to be around their parents and shit.
That differs for kids. So what age you plan on stopping kissing your son? Or do you ever stop?
I'm always going to kiss my son and tell him I love him. I don't think that's ever going to stop. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's
you going to always kiss your son?
Yeah.
So if your son
gets 30 years old and he bringing his girl
your son
to the
get
crib.
A tattoo on his face, you going to kiss him?
What?
You going to? I mean, I'm just saying he a hood nigga. He got a tattoo on his face. You going to still be like, yo, son, I love you. Come here.
What son's going to be? He ain't a hood nigga.
Bruh, his name is Pablo. Yeah, like anything can happen. Pablo.
That nigga is in Gwinnett County. That nigga is far from a hood.
That way, nigga. That's where the hood at.
Nothing here
this,
Gwinnett.
Bruh, the city is pushing
Gwinnett.
All the hood niggas out, and they going to Gwinnett and the east side.
Gwinnett has one Kroger and 19 Publix. There's no hood spots in Gwinnett. If there ain't
so there's no cutoff.
If there ain't no Kroger close by, you good.
There's no cutoff.
Kroger's in the hood.
So you kissing your son for life is basically what you're saying.
That's my son. That's
so you your dad's son? He can't kiss you?
I'm from the hood. I grew up in Southside Jamaica, Queens.
Oh, if my you, if God. You, if you, next time you see your pops and you'd ask him, you'd be like, yo, dad, let me get a kiss before I go. What would he say to you?
Then y'all be coming to my funeral, dog.
Yeah, his dad really don't play that shit.
Nah, so you?
He can't. That shit ain't going to be funny.
It's like the Waynes. They kiss each other. Is they gay?
Now, Hollywood do a lot of things behind closed doors.
Shit, no. In the front of the door, goddamn.
Yeah. And don't tell him what's going on in Hollywood.
You don't kiss your son, kid?
Nah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I can't.
So have you? But you did kiss him before, right?
I mean, you were like an infant, like yeah. When you were in this.
But once
you
start walking, it's over.
Once you start talking, this man going to the refrigerator getting his own cereal. So come in, let me get your kiss.
So
real quick.
Say he going.
So if he hit the game winning, you ain't gonna kiss him.
Nah, I'm gonna dap him, a hug, and it's gonna be a sideways hug. It ain't gonna be no.
When that nigga get you the latest Prius, and you ask, well, you ain't got that ghost.
It's gonna be one of them in a sideways hug.
I forgot you from College Park.
Nah. I don't even remember.
So, is it acceptable? Think y'all think we will obviously have to have a woman here. I do have some women that are commenting. One girl said, if you are attracted to a man and never act on it. What's up, Gio? How you doing? Are you gay?
If you're attracted. Hold on.
If you are attracted to a man and you never act on it, like, damn, that nigga fine.
But you a man.
Yeah, but you just keep it to yourself. You just like, well, damn, that nigga fine. But like, no one know, but you, only you know you gay.
You ain't never been like, damn, that.
That's a good looking nigga.
Ain't got a nice cut. He looking good.
Hey man, what gym you go to? I'm trying to get my six pack like that.
You can have gay thoughts. Yeah.
If you don't. Oh, nah, this nigga.
I call you a gay thinker. If that's what you are. So you acting on it. You just a gay thinker. Like that nigga think gay. He a gay thinker. Like
you ever thought of another nigga?
No, I haven't.
So why you defending the thoughts of gay thinkers?
I think you've been a gay thinker before.
Oh. What you mean?
Oh.
Like on the gym, like yo.
Speak on the kid.
Yeah, matter of fact, wasn't we on the, when my man was like, yo, what you lifting over there? Suddenly you start talking to him about shirts and clothes. And,
oh, Cam.
You're number one at it. He's like, yo, you like what you lifting? How yo. You? I need you to show me that exercise.
Put you on the spot. You gonna talk
so,
about
all right,
that?
So I'm gonna ask this question.
You look.
So y'all think? I'm just asking. Do y'all think all niggas is ugly?
I can't.
Y'all niggas is gay, fam. It took too long, and y'all.
Nah, listen.
And I still don't got no answer.
And that's my thing on that. I don't think another man. I had this conversation before too. I don't think another man should call another man ugly because he's judging him off a cute man that he's seen. So when you call a man ugly, I always ask us, who's cute? If I'm ugly, who's cute? Because you think another man is attractive.
So you shouldn't even notice other men,
right?
At all.
Another man should not call another man ugly because there's another man that's cute to him.
You never told your man anything, like say James got on a suit or something, he came with some different, you'd be like, no, you look good.
Oh, you fly. You fresh.
So you checking me. You checking me up.
You checking it from head to toe.
But,
yo,
know,
my
it's
man.
So crazy? It's okay for older men, like in their 60s and up, to tell another man, like, that's a handsome young fella right there. But
you can't
man,
do that.
Your mans can't say that. Your man, you know, your peer can't say that. Why is that? Or why is it frowned upon? The niggas look at you like crazy.
Because, you know, old people, we, you know, elders, we, you,
you
know.
Respect your
yeah,
elders.
You just like, yo, they, some I ain't got time do. To be, nigga, I ain't got time to be gay. I've been on this earth 60 years, nigga. I ain't got time for none of the shit y'all got time for. I'm not into none of that, no homo shit. We, hey, yes, a good looking brother. If you want to see me, y'all know where I live. And then old man got old man strength, nigga. Don't come over here playing no games, nigga. I will beat your ass.
But your man, your age, come to you be like, yo, that nigga James a good looking dude, bro.
I've had people say that about me. Like homeboys.
Have you
like,
said that about somebody?
Because, like, let's think about, like, if you trying to put your homeboy on, like, damn, you got some friends, you be like, yeah, like, how your homeboys look? You going to be like, yo, nigga, all my homeboys, they.
Not even on that. Like, say I just at the crib chilling, he just like, yo, James, you a good-looking dude, bro. Out of nowhere.
Y'all chilling. We just chilling.
Playing 2K. You push pause. Yo,
and you looking at me while I'm shooting free throws.
Why would he look at you like, I ain't know your eyes was dark brown like that. Is that Hazel?
Nah, I really, honestly though, getting back on track, I really don't think that there's nothing wrong with complimenting another guy.
But society makes it frowned upon though.
I don't really think it does. I think it's just certain like immaturity levels does. But I don't really think the mass is really, if you really be like, yo, like if I gotta put a Z's on, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, yo, like, oh, you got a brother, whatever, like that, you'd be like, yeah, like, what he look like, yo, my nigga ill, like, you nigga look, yo, he look good, bald head, you
that
know,
better
yeah.
So
that's what I'm gonna be on. I'm not gonna be like, yeah, my nigga, huh?
Is that the same as this? I'm like 6'6", slightly buff,
10. Nah. Yeah, I mean, I ain't really.
Are you just gonna be like, yo,
come on, nigga. If you like me, then you'll like him. I might say some shit like that. Like, even though we don't look nothing alike, but you know, you can't be like all out here like, yeah, that nigga lips. Them shit's something serious.
Do this one thing when he smiled, a little dimple.
Shout out to my nigga, A.
He gonna kill you for using him as an example.
Janae covered Big Sean tattoo. Is it a rap?
Nah, she explained it.
Okay, and you believed her.
Yes, she's. she said it's not like that was the only tattoo she covered up on her body. She always changing her tattoos. You see what I'm saying? She's always the butterfly joint. This nigga,
you seen them together?
Huh?
You seen them together?
Yeah, like, they were just recently together. When she was.
I ain't seen them together since.
Are they still popping?
Well, you ain't seen.
Yeah, they just. Are they still like that couple? I think they kind of lost their shine.
Nah, they still popping because
Migos went. And Cardi B took their spotlight.
What?
I mean, I said really? Migos and Cardi B. You know who I meant. Offset and Cardi B.
Nah, if anything, they took probably Rihanna and Chris Brown. They probably like the new Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Yeah, but everybody was all on the Janae.
If your girl gets attached with you, and then
depends on who my girl is. If she's that type, if she's like Janae, what's her name? Janae Naneko.
Janae Aiko.
Janae Naneko.
What's her name?
Janae Aiko.
This nigga never seen her name written at all. I just always heard of her.
I can't pronounce whatever her name is. J-A. She's an eccentric person. You know what I'm saying? She's one of them tattoo people.
She couldn't cover up. I wouldn't be like, you couldn't cover up another one?
They always changing stuff. And people.
So you wouldn't really be in. You wouldn't care?
Nah, I wouldn't because I know.
So what was the point of her getting a tattoo?
I would have been.
At that moment, this is my nigga. He's still my nigga.
So he not no more?
Exactly.
You see his eyes in the planets, though.
This nigga lying like shit.
Nah, look, if you look at the picture, you see his eyes in the planets. Dead ass.
I don't know. I ain't dissected that hard.
Pause.
But you think they still together?
Yes, no doubt.
I don't. And see, I think we'll know when we get the new projects from probably both of them because they both didn't drop this year.
Yeah.
So next year when they drop, if they don't drop a 2088 again, and then they just brought solo projects, you know they are very.
This
like,
was probably Big Sean playing because he needs something to save his career.
Yeah, you know, but that's when Big Sean at his best. Whenever he break up, and Janae is too. Whenever they get out of a relationship,
Big
they make
Sean
the best.
Ain't dark sky paradise no more.
You see, your girl trying to get back at him.
We go legend. We go legend.
Ariana Grande and her new video in the yearbook.
When she's still like a little girl to me. I don't even know if she really get into her like
who?
That.
When she with Justin Bieber?
Nah. She was with your boy Pete Davidson from SNL.
That nigga probably on suicide watch. Yeah. She ain't never gonna come up outside of that.
She let him go. You
know. Yeah. Huh.
All right. So I was watching. This was a debate I had about 2 weeks ago. I was watching, or someone I wasn't watching. Someone told me about what is it? Growing up in hip hop, and Bow Wow had like a. He had
Bow Wow got an album about to drop.
I guess I don't know who
allegedly
cares. His baby mama on there or whatever like that, and I guess she dating or she having Future baby. I think that's one of the girls that's having Future baby, some shit like that.
Ain't no telling. Future.
You know, they say fuck the same old. You know what Ross been trying to tell y'all niggas? You see Q from QC who he engaged to.
Yeah, he
to.
Was Lita Galore.
Lita Galore. You know, that was Ross old joint. And they was engaged.
And she was fucking with Amigo, too. One of them Amigos she was fucking with.
Yeah,
and
she finally got on.
And she was fucking, remember, she was fucking with me.
If she can get QC kid.
Yeah, she good.
This is my thing. Yo,
she really secure.
When you at that level, like QC and them boys like that.
It don't really matter.
No, it do. To me, why not find you a girl who no one knows, who's beautiful, who got all that stuff going on, whatever like that. Because you, to me, like chicks like, you know, Lita Galore is an ex-stripper and she was with this nigga, she was fucking with these niggas, da, da, da. And now you engaged to her, you gave her the, like, come
find
on.
Find a
like,
normal chick that's,
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
A nurse or something.
It's not even, because some niggas are scared.
A brain surgeon.
Because you don't know who wants you for your money or not. So either you find somebody in the game that's respectable or you just find somebody that, or you just keep doing your thing. It's just harder, to me, it's just harder being that light. Like, damn, you fucking Lita Galore. The shit, you know, with Ross and then Meek and his boys was dealing with her, and then she was dealing with the Migos. Yeah,
I couldn't do it if I
it's
was
just too
him,
much.
I hope you never run into QC in the street, bro.
Nah, it's just me keeping it up.
That's why I put the camera on you so you can know what you look like.
It's me keeping it one season, like.
You, okay.
You and, it's like Jay dating an ex-stripper, like.
Okay.
Yo,
keep it up.
You got too much status in the game to be to lower yourself to that.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
He's lowering his standards. What you got to say, Cam?
I can understand what you're saying.
This Cam talk.
It's like you in high school and you talking to the whole.
You afraid of QC?
It's like you talking to the whole.
They're running the city right now.
It's like you talking to the whole in the high school. You know what I'm saying?
Little baby might run up on you, bro. What you going
to
do?
It's like you talking to the whole.
Wham, wham, wham.
I get what you're saying, though. Why not find somebody
like
that's
like Ludacris?
Yeah,
like Ludacris, like that. Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can get what you're saying, but I ain't gonna disrespect QC.
Yeah, we gotta keep it.
That out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Them niggas buying Rolls Royce choices like they Camrys. I gotta show love
to each his own. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean. I just feel like, yo, do a little bit more soul searching, man.
Okay. All right. So back to my original question. So yeah, on the show, I guess Bow Wow was like, yo, like. Basically, in a nutshell, like that nigga Few, he ain't never been as big as me, or he ain't gonna never be as big as me. So, do y'all think in the peak of their career, Bow Wow had a more outstanding career than Future? Was that a valid statement for him to be like, yo, that nigga ain't never gonna be like me? Or you feel like it's like, come on, bro, Bow Wow, Future got you, G.
I think because they did it at two different age groups. Like Bow Wow did it as a kid, so everybody like, ah, this kid doing this. I think if Bow Wow would have started his rapping career now, well, like how he still try to rap or whatever, he wouldn't even be relevant.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of tough to compare Future and.
Not me, but you know, Bow Wow is saying, I mean, like, fam, you ain't never gonna be. As when I was popping, I was more popping than you ever gonna be popping.
I don't think so. Me personally, I can't.
You feel like Bow Wow shouldn't have said that? I mean, not necessarily shouldn't have said it, but like he was just like he was hurt more than.
What made him more popping?
Who, Bow Wow?
Yeah,
come on, bro.
What? The music, the money,
all of it. That nigga, bro, he was Mr. 106 in Park. Literally.
Come on.
Hold on. What era are we talking about? Because you know he went from the.
I'm not talking about right now. Of course, if we're gonna ask who more popping now, it's gonna be Future.
No, I'm saying we went from like the.
He just talking about all together. If you compare careers to careers.
Yeah, like who? Like if Bow Wow, we're not talking about like you fucking Future. With this. Like nigga, you must have forgot who I was. Type shit.
What about the little when he first came out to Bounce With Me?
That talking about all of that though.
Yeah, you can't compare that to where your ass was at.
You in the feed.
I'm talking about popularity though. I ain't talking about music.
But I mean, I think because a kid doing that.
Future walk in the mall and Bow Wow walk in the mall in the peak of their careers, which one situation gonna go crazy?
The Future.
Like at the peak of Future career and Bow Wow
because
back
they
when
not,
they
not
were shutting down malls
playing,
for kids.
Not playing, they wasn't playing Bow Wow kiddie music in the club.
I sit in the mall.
I mean, Bow Wow.
So if
Bow
Lennon,
Wow,
if,
see, I see what you can't do.
Like if Bow Wow go no in the heat in that like the, when B2K was out, like when
I mean,
in that
you're
heat,
dealing
they
with,
do the
you're dealing with
the Scream
kids,
tour.
You're dealing
kids,
with
like kids
in early teens.
Kids, yeah, teens. Yeah,
you're dealing with 8 year olds.
Yeah,
but these kids, these are the same kids that grew up. They age.
Nigga, you see Bow Wow now, he can walk.
And you see Bow Wow grown up. Bow Wow can walk to anywhere right now and be good.
And people run away from him. Like, oh shit!
Y'all remember the video he had when he had the people.
Yeah, right. The fake people talking about they don't know it's me. Like nigga, who? No one's checking for you, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I like.
I honestly don't even think it's close.
It's close. It's
that shit
close.
Ain't even close. I felt Bow Wow when he said like it's just people just in the current hype. Like yeah, he the hype nigga now, but. Ma, don't forget.
I don't even think. I think but Future not
go
even
down,
right
go
right
downstairs
now.
And look at them platinum plaques. Don't forget
from
what was going
was
on.
Kid. But when the last time you bumped a Bow Wow anything?
It ain't about me bumping it. It's
my
about in the peak of his career. Future ain't never been as big as what Bow Wow used to be. Because
Future was touching. Future was touching trap niggas and you know, people early 20 kids. Bow Wow was at that time. He was dealing with 8 year olds, 12 year olds, girls. The parents, all that good stuff. His wave was a whole kind of different wave from when Future Wave is.
So, do you feel like Bow Wow was just, he was in his feelings? He wasn't speaking no facts when he said what he said.
I don't know. Were you as a Bow Wow fanatic?
Not a fanatic, but nigga, I think we all listen to Bow Wow, bro. We're not about to sit here and act like Bow Wow ain't had a joint. Even back with like with him and Sierra, like him and T-Pain, him and Jagged Edge. Like, come on, bro. Him and Omarion.
Omarion
was
nice.
Yeah,
that's your favorite song.
You still
be playing that? You play that every 2 days.
Nigga, you gonna have a whole party off of Bow Wow collection, bro.
No.
You crazy.
Not as early as Bounce With Me, Bounce With Me.
Bro, you can have a whole party off of Bow Wow.
Early stuff?
Yes.
Crazy as hell.
Bruh, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
Not as early
stuff. The only people that be at the party is your nephew, man.
Yo, how the nigga that's sitting next to me join my live? This nigga big, wow, yo.
Yo, I wanted to see if that shit was really live.
Whatever it takes to get the followers. It's all about numbers in this day and age.
Nah, I can. Y'all want me to read some of Bow Wow like hits, and you can find the future ones. And I tell you, I guarantee.
No, you said his whole catalog.
I guarantee
some of the stuff you can do, but not the early age. Like, bro, the Chris Brown in that era.
Come on, bro. Y'all knew that. This shit ain't even close, bro.
But can you go all the way?
So Bow Wow, it ain't even close. And I'm just saying facts, bro. That shit ain't even close.
They don't even got the little.
They don't got like a Bow Wow Essential, like number ones or something. You know how they be doing for like the OG artists? Like, it'd be like they top songs.
Yeah, they do. Bow Wow Essentials.
Yeah, so click on that. You could probably run a whole spot. Like if you were doing like I'm not talking about in the club right now. I'm talking about you were doing like a ghetto theme girls party. Like if you were doing like a 2000 party or not a 90s party, but like, you know.
If it was that theme, then
you could run that whole shit.
It would have to be a 90, early 2000, whatever that era, early 2000.
Yeah, I mean, Bow Wow couldn't walk in the club right now. They'd be like, all right, we about to start spending all this Bow Wow shit.
So if you was having an early 2000 party, then
you could run that whole list.
I don't even know what song that is.
No.
What
ghetto joint?
What was it? Bro, don't make me
blame. Girlfriend, Puppy Love.
You not running that? Who's listening to that? Yeah.
No, it's a 2000 theme. It's not like you're going to the club tonight.
2000 theme? No, we're not hearing that.
Nah, I ain't going to lie.
Dog, you sound like a dream chaser right now, bro.
Let me hold you. Shorty Like Mine.
Bro, you don't shouldn't know Shorty Like Mine in that 2000 theme.
Out of My System.
Yes, you are. Yo, where the women at, yo?
Like You.
Yo,
Like You with Sierra.
I'm low-key putting Cam is in position.
No, when you first said, I thought you was talking about like if you was having a party, I can run a whole Bow Wow list. And you didn't say if I was having an early 2000 type theme party. You can run a lot of these cuts.
That nigga Bow Wow on. He's still on.
He's not still on.
Y'all bugging, bro.
Bro, you tripping.
Dog, I'm going to his essentials and his last essential.
I'm tripping. I'm tripping, Dane.
Look at
Dane
him.
Probably knew the first verse.
He's bopping his head.
I'm tripping, Dane.
Yeah. This Luther, dog. This that Luther shit.
Bro, he ain't even said nothing yet, bro. They just letting the beat just. Yo, Jermaine Dupri, probably the best producer of all time, bro. I've been watching you for a minute. Ooh. Ooh, that boy going in, bro.
Only this one.
Just let me hold you. Yeah.
Look at him. Got the neck rolling.
Yeah. Nigga to turn gay for the nigga. Come on, man.
This shit hard.
Nah, that's
Future ain't got none of these, nigga.
You crazy.
Now Future got some cuts too. Now don't play Future.
Nigga, Future make you want to go back to the.
Nah,
track,
I know to some Future. Only
he gonna ask, hey, this nigga low key gonna ask to listen to the shit on the way to the house. Like, fam, run that shit. Right. That shit. Oh, Maria, yeah, hey.
Only these two, nigga.
He said only these two.
Only these two.
He going wild, boy. Hey, hey. Yeah.
Bow Wow did have some cuts.
She got my head gone.
Yeah,
she got my head gone.
Hey.
Yo. Yeah,
low key.
This one hard.
Yeah.
Only these two, though.
Come on, boy.
Only these two.
I just think niggas just be really forgetting.
Nah.
Because I'll be like that. Sometimes I'll be like, yo, Bow Wow lame as fuck, but you really go, you be like, oh, hold up.
So you're comparing an R&B singer to a rapper, a trap rapper.
Popularity.
That's two different lanes.
It don't matter. Now you're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses.
You're talking about popularity.
It's only these two, bro. On Crip.
How many more you gonna give us?
I'm okay with this one.
James about to play his whole album.
Y'all remember this?
You and your feelings over there. That shit was weak.
Boy, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you keep
I was smoking
girl.
Weed when this came out, boy. Turn this shit on.
Oh, word? Y'all forgot?
I was selling crack when this came out.
All right, so what about this?
His R&B joints are his cuts. His banger. And that's probably because my nigga held the track, by the way. Hey. Breezy.
I gotta let the hook ride on this one, dog. Come on, y'all.
Breezy held the track.
Like my.
I had a whole dance routine.
Hey, this one clothes is super baggy too, boy.
You had to be careful when you move because you tripped.
Nigga, you'll break everything. Hey, like
I see what Cam's saying. All his bangers got somebody on there.
My, I ain't gonna lie. Bow Wow versus Super Weak. When Bow Wow rap, he's trash.
You wildin'.
His verse was Super Weak.
He said, "When Bow Wow rap,
when he rap, he trash."
Nah,
but as long as
wildin', bro.
Everything that I'm played was his. Let the verse rap.
You bugging.
Then Breezy came through and killed it. You a Bow Wow
you
fan.
You got shit on this, bruh.
It's R&B.
You say R&B?
That is R&B.
No, play this around some gangsta ass niggas. They'll smack the shit out of you, dog. You bet you run around and you might as well end the podcast. Everybody turn the shit off now.
Man, I guarantee you niggas like, damn, that nigga boy, hey, you gotta come with facts.
Now give me his hardest rap single. And we could compare it to Future then. What's his hardest rap single? Cause all his bangers are R&B.
On Bloods.
And everyone the bangers you helped me had a crazy feature from a crazy R&B artist. Now watch Breezy come in and kill the verse.
That nigga Breezy kill any verse, bro. And speaking of Breezy, he said he dropping the at the top of the year. He said he back at it. He said I'm gonna let y'all get through the holidays, and at the top of the year we back at it.
My nigga, this should have been Chris Brown's song. He carried the track.
Any song Chris Brown owned should have been his song, bro.
But have you recognized everything you played was R&B? Are you the featured R&B artist?
That's a young fact,
bro. They wanted to work with him.
They wanted to work with him, or he wanted to work
Jermaine
with him?
Jermaine Dupri probably forced them niggas to work with him. That's probably what happened.
The shit guy. Ooh.
This is better than every song you just played by Bob.
You gonna play some? I can play some real Future cuts now.
He had a lot of help with this song.
This shit was hot too.
He had a lot of help.
Name something that he had that was harder than
Future in his R&B bag.
And he killed his
I remember this song. This song was hard.
This hard.
Ye killed this shit.
What was the one he did with Sierra? Never End.
Yeah, Future like my limit when it comes to this new age rap. Like I don't be wanting to hear all these other niggas.
The joint with Never End.
Yeah, Never Satisfied with Drake.
I said no with the what you call him?
Kelly
yeah, Rowling. We don't wanna never end.
That drove hard.
Oh, so you saying so when he do his R&B little rendition, he killing Bow Wow?
Yeah, he is.
And he also can kill. Put on March Madness.
The hell,
name
nah.
anything that Bow Wow got near March Madness.
We definitely
got
to keep going.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We probably definitely lost all the fans. Like I said, music.
March Madness come on the whole world.
And we had to do the numbers and see who sold the most records and who moved the most units. Come on now.
Let that March Madness beat drop.
All right, so moving on. I know we just had a little. We just definitely went way off.
You had a moment.
Yeah, I had a moment. But I couldn't let it go. This nigga Big was twerking. I had to keep the shit going, bro.
Definitely.
Nigga love this nigga Bow Wow.
I got a back issue.
So I know y'all heard about 50 Cent and his latest rant on IG. And I know since y'all both fathers of boys of that. How do y'all feel? Is 50 going too far?
50 always go too far.
50 go too far. He don't,
by
50
saying
don't care about shit.
He don't care. Because you know
he don't even care about the son from the jump, though. So
see,
I
don't know if y'all know the other guy in the picture was the son. It was Preem.
Preem's son.
That's Preem's son. So him and 50 had beef back in the day. And it's forever beef, basically. And now they sons is cool. So I think that's probably what really set him off. And he probably thinking, like, damn, my son deliberately
did
this picture.
Purpose.
Yeah.
And that I didn't know I didn't know it was that deep.
So is it worth him still wishing death on his son?
Nah.
No. Of course I wouldn't agree with
nobody,
that.
Nobody, period. Yeah.
But I mean, coming from 50 Cent, I wouldn't been like, I wouldn't been shocked.
The fact that he said that his son, he wouldn't have a bad day if he woke up and both of these niggas got hit by a car is just...
It's pretty deep.
It's deep. You
that's
know
50.
What I mean?
That's
and
50
it just
for
shows
you.
And he ain't apologized nothing. That shit's still up.
He shows the
if
bitter,
that was if that was
the bitterness in these niggas.
If that was Drake that came out and said, "Yo, I wish death on my son," I think the whole world would go. Oh, nah. 50 do it. It's like, yeah, that's fucked up, but yeah, it's 50.
Damn.
He don't even like his son from the jump.
He don't like your son from the jump.
So, I mean, that's,
I hate this little nigga from day one,
bro. There's something going on with that nigga's soul, bro. His soul ain't pure, dog. For you to have that much heart and evil for your offspring, my nigga.
Yeah, that shit is pretty
you
wild.
I mean, something going on with you internally. You know?
I just wanted to bring it up. I know that would be a fucking, all three of us will agree on that. I can't see a nigga like, I mean, but you got to think about it. Like, nah, it's nothing to think about.
Yeah, he got some internal shit going on with him right now.
50,
so.
You wild.
Crazy. 50 ain't never liked that nigga from birth.
Yeah, that nigga, yeah, he hate him. The moms, he wanted, he tried to burn down the house or some shit. Yeah, this nigga is wild, fam.
I think he put some money on
it. He a cancer too, so I feel him on some of that shit. That nigga don't be letting that shit rock. Like, he got beef for life. It ain't never making
how
up.
How the fuck you beef with your kid, my nigga?
Yeah, like a kid. You supposed to be an adult, bro. Right. Like,
imagine what he do to the moms.
That nigga,
if he hate the kid that bad.
He definitely, you had this little nigga.
This nigga whole beefing with his kid, bro.
Yeah, for years. Not even like for a couple months.
It's been going on.
Same hate he got for Ja Rule. He got the same hate for his kid.
Nah, this shit might be a little bit deeper.
I mean, of course, a nigga be like, yo, fuck my dad. He wasn't around.
But
that's some normal.
But he liked
the kid. That wasn't even a situation because 50 was around. It just got to the point where.
What she do to him?
50 and the mom wasn't seeing eye to eye, and the son and. But you don't ever get into it with the
I really want to know what the original beef was.
The kid ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever.
Yo, that nigga ever. 50, whatever they said, that nigga did.
That's fact.
He did that shit. Yeah, 50.
He loved the other one, though.
Oh, yeah.
6ix9ine.
What about him?
That's his son.
Oh.
He stopped claiming that nigga once he went into jail, though.
Man, he ain't trying to get his name tied up in nothing.
That nigga said, yo, 50, he wild, but he don't fuck with the feds. He like, nah, I don't know that nigga. 50 would drop anybody. I think he'll drop the little son once he get big enough. And if say he something wild, he'd be like, nigga, fuck you too.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's real.
All right, so a guy proposes to a woman with 6 rings. Cam, I know we talked about this briefly yesterday. Have you seen that on, like, Shade Room? All the girls going crazy. Cam, you got to tell this story from yesterday, bro. That shit was too funny, bro.
It's not the same now.
It is not. It is. It's going to be the same, bro. It's going to be hilarious.
It's
because I guess the point is, I know most of y'all knows on Shade Room, I guess a guy, he bought like 6 engagement rings, and I guess the store allowed him to like get all 6.
This shit could have even been Photoshop. We don't even know if it's true.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm pretty sure he didn't buy all 6.
Yeah, he was just like, yo, they let him go with the 6. Like, whatever she don't like, just bring the other 5
so
back.
He probably
type
left
shit.
Some type of collateral for them to be like, all right.
But you know, of course, you know the girls
put
online.
The house up and he said, make sure you bring these.
You know
rings
how
back.
You know how the women play. You know, y'all call us misogynistic and all this other shit.
I did see one. I did see another comment too when he was like,
girls like, oh my god, if he ain't coming like this.
And of course, a nigga
don't come at all.
A nigga out there, he was like, the other 5 gonna be for the side chicks.
Yo, somebody
gotta hold us down.
Some of these girls better be lucky they getting a ring at all. So a nigga bringing 1 ring, you better, you know what I mean, accept that. A nigga talking about if he not coming like that, don't come at all. All right.
See,
I guess I ain't coming.
But it be, yeah, but right. then that, but then you of course was, you got to look at the women that's saying this shit too.
Was
so.
That was my thing.
And
like,
to me, it's to me,
Kel.
The woman like, oh my god, but it's dumb as hell. Because you supposed to pick the ring from your heart from what you want your lady to get. You see what I'm saying?
Maybe
so,
he picked 6 from, so
that's some lazy
6 from his
shit.
Heart.
You get 6 rings, which one you want? Oh, alright, you pick this one, alright, let's bring the other ones back. Like, really, nigga?
So you think he'll poop.
So did he take them back? Well, of course he didn't say anything.
You know what I'm saying? Is to me, you get
niggas
you,
been doing too much of this shit, bro.
Maybe in the picture,
maybe he was doing it for the gram.
You know what I'm saying, maybe the picture
it's
had like
stupid,
a real
bro.
Dope ring, and all the other ones just like
these
some
women.
They
got looking at this. It's stupid. You should know. You know
this shit cutting his heart deep.
Yeah,
you know,
he hurt.
Stupid. You know your lady.
That little friendship bracelet ain't cutting it no more, huh?
You know
you got to elevate
you know,
your game now, huh?
You know
this
the
nigga.
Nah, he ruined it for everybody.
You know, women always talk about shit like this, so they always say, "Oh, if I get married, I want such and such.
Yeah,
or I want this and that, or whoop de whoop." So you got to have that in your mind. Talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Talk to her. Friend,
so how would you feel?
Talk to her mother, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So you coming up with 6 rings to tell which one to choose from. It's not Dunkin' Donuts. It's not a variety pack. You want the jelly, the glaze.
This nigga turned.
Nah. It hurt his heart.
Yeah.
You want to step
turnt.
It up now.
Yeah. He put some pressure on you, didn't he?
Nah,
this nigga got 6. You can't even give me 1. Oh, man. It's going down, y'all.
You don't even go to Applebee's.
Now, this is my thing. Pick 1 fucking ring. Bring it to the lady. Get on your fucking knees. She says yes, whoopty whoop, y'all cry, and y'all do whatever. But yeah, you have six rings, that means you indecisive, you don't know your girl.
He was on his Jordan shit. You had six rings.
You don't know your girl.
Maybe he just really was putting on for the gram, as you said.
I think he was putting on for the gram. That was like a moment, because he knew it would make shade room. He knew it would cause some controversy.
Maybe, like
stupid.
I said.
It should have never made shade room.
Why? It's controversy. They want you to have conversation.
They wanted people
about
in the comments to going crazy. That's
that nigga bring you six rings, that nigga's not the one. This nigga's retarded. On crit. And on Bloods, for my Bloods.
You stupid.
Treyway, right?
I can't say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone done backed
ain't
off.
Nobody ripping Trey, huh?
So,
y'all niggas
Cam,
so
the girl that was like, yo, of a nigga. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
And one comment, the joint was like, yeah, he better come correct. That's how we move. You know, all the little. Exactly. That was my first. That little facial man. I was like, what? So just for giggle, because I was about to comment, and like, you know how you can comment on somebody else's joint. I was going to say something. But I was like, I don't know, I'm not even about to get the internet like that. So I just clicked on her profile. She said, a profile picture, she got the Burger King visor with the apron and everything on it and smiling. I was like, come on. Like,
this shit got
no disrespect to that shit thing. But I'm like, you can't be expecting a. That's how you moving in life. But you talking about, oh, if he ain't coming to me, like, nobody buying six rings coming to you like that, anyways.
My man Mike, shout out. What's up, Mike? What's good? He just said it was fake news. He said that it was staged by the jeweler. So maybe it was doing like a commercial or something.
It could have been a photo shoot. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, still good for conversation, because you still got the everyday person that believe everything on the internet and be like, yo, if this nigga ain't coming like this.
And the sad part about it, somebody saw that and was like, yo, I got to get my money right so I can do this.
Yeah. There's some suckers out here.
I wish I would.
But,
Yeah.
All right, so that was pretty, like, I mean, that was pretty cut and dry. So this is dude that I guess he proposed to his girl and she has a kid, so he proposed to both of them.
To the daughter?
Yeah.
Man, that's
but normal. He got on one knee and got her a ring, too.
I've seen that multiple times.
How y'all feel? How you feel about that? That shit seem a little, I don't know, you ain't even my pops. Like, my G, what you on?
But I think when they do it, though, they do it. It's like the little girl be like maybe six or that age. But I'm just saying,
it's
I've seen that.
Frowning on that. You know what I mean? It's cute for the kid.
Because he was like, can I be your daddy? I guess that was his little speech.
That's
normal.
Yeah. Okay, and what about the real daddy?
Ain't nothing wrong with having that. Yo, when you get married to someone with another kid,
can I be
kid,
your stepdad?
You haven't.
Nah, I think he said, I got to pull
it. Are you talking about the one on WorldStar?
Yeah, I think he you said, can I be your daddy?
I think I saw that.
When you remarry and stuff like that, and his kids involved, there's always two parents. So
yeah, but you don't need to be. Nigga, this ain't about her.
That's your first time seeing something like that?
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times on social media.
I seen homeboy on one knee, and that shit was like, fam.
Nah, like, you know.
This girl, like, oh my God, he got me a ring.
If he got a boy, what do you do for the son?
That's what I'm saying. Like what's up? Like,
get him a car?
Was that like an act, bro?
Nah,
like,
I don't think it's an act.
No, because I've seen it.
So would you do it?
No.
What?
Why not?
Because you lucky I'm buying one ring.
Why we do women like that? You lucky I'm buying one ring, like, shit, this shit didn't deserve it. You lucky I'm even like, you lucky I'm doing this shit. But, like, women don't deserve shit.
So, what if she got four daughters? Then what you do? You gotta buy five rings?
You
gonna be on your old boy shit. Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe
you
one was fun, she got five daughters.
Fam, I'm not getting down on my knee more than one time. Point blank period.
I would talk to her,
you know, or I might, can I have your mom's hand in marriage? Like, we might have a conversation.
Girl,
I'm not getting on one knee to the daughter. To the fucking, like, I just think that's weird, because it's so much like, you know, kids be getting, like, you know, molested and all. It just looked weird when I seen a nigga on one knee, and he was like, now come on and give me a hug. Like, I'm your daddy. I'm like, oh, shit kind of had me feeling some type of way.
Child services might even
look at it. I'm like, yeah, you not really my dad, and you on a knee.
But no, at first I think I was.
You're not my dad.
I think I first seen it on, like, a movie, though. That's
oh, stupid ass. Nah, dog, I'm 1,000% not doing that shit. Like, guarantee, I don't care. It could be Beyonce and them little, the twin and Bay Blue. Like, nah, hey, B, it's just you. I ain't getting no ring for nobody. So, look, Cam, you gonna switch it up for Beyonce?
Nah. Fuck out of here.
I'm gonna ask Beyonce to buy me a ring.
I'm asking. Hey, what's up?
Shit, you try to get married? Cool.
I don't even think Beyonce ain't even my type to marry.
What, I don't so even what think would you? We definitely not getting into that.
I don't think Beyonce. No, I'm saying I think it's way not way okay. better, but I think it's more prettier girls in the industry than Beyonce.
All right, before we get out of here, why are people so scared of Beyonce and Jay-Z?
What you mean by that?
Like, just in general, like, to say anything, to come in something wild. Like, people are really fearful of these people.
The Beehive.
Like, that and, like, I'm just talking about, like, if you go to, like, Beyonce page and be like, yo, this outfit. Like, everyone got to say this outfit's hot. If everyone be like, yo, Beyonce don't like this outfit, they going to kill you.
That said, like,
Kid Rock.
Said something about their kid.
I don't know. What happened?
He called, like, Blue Ivory ugly or something like that.
Oh, man.
He survived the internet?
But, like, the next day, that nigga Beehive, serious. Like, you know, shade room, like, yo, I
apologize.
Oh, God, I bet. They sent somebody to his house?
Yo, my man, you
going it's a black man outside. He'll holler at you.
That nigga called Blue Ivory ugly.
Like, and he apologized on the internet the next day?
The next day.
On some T.I. shit?
He even
when T.I. said that shit about Nas?
No.
He's like, oh, that nigga talking about that Egyptian rap shit. Nobody trying to do this shit. Oh, okay. Next day, that nigga was like, yeah, Nas.
Yeah, I don't know who
T.I., though. Shout out to, what's his name? Damani?
Yeah, he was.
That video?
Yeah, he was killing. Yeah, he looking like little J. Cole. J. Cole might pick him up.
Oh, God, that nigga.
But yeah, that's like
his dad better sign the PSC or whatever he's still repping.
But then you know they did say why Big, you looking that up? Yeah. All right, why you
Big text?
They did say I'm looking. They did say what's his name? Lil Boosie. Did you hear about his shit?
What?
Lil Boosie. Somebody had said something about on internet like killing Lil Boosie kid or like one of his sons or something like that. Like I'm gonna murder this little nigga. Something like
and
that.
And I think they sent he and sent somebody
day,
at him.
Or like the next week the nigga that said it was dead.
Yeah, I seen that and I believe that
facts.
Too. Yeah.
And then Boosie got on live and just he was like, "Hey, I don't play with my kids."
Yeah, I did see that.
Y'all, this internet shit go.
Don't let the internet get in trouble. Don't let it get
so
you in
dude
trouble.
Said he gonna kill.
Yeah, he said kid. Something like, "Yeah, like it was like I think it was like a young rapper like 16 or something." He was like, "You know, just trolling
on some 6ix9ine shit."
Yeah, just trolling. And it was just like, "Yo, like I'm gonna kill your son."
I'm telling y'all, this trolling stuff gonna come to an end quick
next week.
A nigga online was saying that to Boosie.
Yeah, online, like under his live while he was on live, he had posted something like, "Yo, I'm gonna kill your son." And then he was like, "Who would?" He said it on live. Boosie was on live. Like, who was such? He said the old boy handle. He was like, "Somebody go." He was like, he was just telling one of his homies like, "Y'all look this boy up." The nigga that said that shit, and then a week later,
done. I remember.
So you dead.
Gone.
Now that one caught you off guard too,
honest. That
death right there really caught you off guard.
Yeah, that one caught me off guard.
Shit,
yeah, that
shit got me scared to type on anything.
When this happened?
Like maybe less than a month ago.
Damn.
Yeah, it was in November.
Yeah, nigga. So, but people really not scared of Boosie like they scared of Jay and B for some reason. Why is that? Do you think that it's just?
I don't think nobody's scared of Jay-Z.
Bro, people don't post.
My man say he's
even when they
apologized.
Do interviews, like when people do interviews, they so scared to like they if they ask him about Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's like always quick. Like, hey, you know, I don't got nothing to say.
I guess that you found the story and shit got you nervous.
For a second, you just post so much shit, bro.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna find it on the Shade Room. They post at least 20 stories a day. You want to stroll for like 25 minutes to find.
Oh yeah. You trying to find some Shade Room? 5 minutes later, whatever you was looking for, that shit halfway down the page. You like, damn, what they up to? So yeah, I don't know why people scared, but I'm gonna just be scared with them, nigga. I ain't about to be out here say no wild shit. Now our podcast get fuck around like, yo, I thought you posted it. Like that shit removed,
shit bro. Get flagged and took down.
Like, damn.
Yo, shout out to the Beehive and the whole five. Bro.
Them niggas. They running shit, bro. They running shit. All right, last topic and we getting up out of here, bro. It's this new app called Be Perk. And it's supposed to be like a user app for social media where you can control like 100% of like the activity on the app. So like you can post a picture and take it down. You can only have it visible for 1 minute and then it comes down or, you know, it's like a bunch of like self user features that the person that can, you know, can control who sees it and who doesn't and shit like that.
It's not a control feature. Cause what's the point of posting something you can take it down? Just to get attention? Or?
I don't know what the point of just... I don't even know what's the point of, like... I feel like people feel like we need social media. Like, to the point where, like...
I agree.
If you want to be that private, just don't have a social media. But for you to be like, oh, I like this app because I can post something.
What's the purpose of putting
only
a picture up for 1 minute?
People want to have both sometimes. They want to be private. And they want to, there's people that have social
media. Like you might want to have a twerk video out and you just a girl. You just want to, but you don't really want it to be like on your timeline or on your story or something.
So
some
whoever
shit.
See it, see it. But you still can screenshot it though, right?
That's I don't know. That, I mean, well, I don't know if you I'm sure this app, this it must be like a, might be disabled.
So it must be for all the joints who like to post a little nip slip pics and take them down.
Yeah,
in like
but I just don't understand
minutes.
Like, it, like, social media is public, but even when people like have their accounts private,
social media is crazy.
Like that shit is wild to me. Like how you got a private account? Like for what, nigga? You don't have to have an account at all.
Are you private?
Nah. No. For what though? Like I used to be back in the day, but I couldn't never answer the question as to why I was private. Like it's social media. Who you hiding from? If you don't want
some people that it just knows it, like. For work purposes, you might not want to have your shit private.
Then don't, if it's, all right, so if you got a job that you know they're going to be on your shit, why post the shit?
Nah, I got
it. Like, it's like you almost like you can't help it. Like, nigga, I got to post that. I'm smoking weed. I got to post this shit.
So say you work in corporate America. I mean.
Yeah.
And.
You can't have a life?
No, I'm saying you smoke weed outside of work, but you work with a whole bunch of.
Yeah.
Different people, you might be like, I don't want him to know what I'm doing in my personal life.
Then don't post yourself smoking weed.
Certain people you don't want.
But I mean,
you want everyone else to know?
It's certain people
I guess
you don't want.
Talking to Mike.
But that's the point of making it private. You can only accept your friends, your community.
Right. You don't want certain people you don't
want.
That's
the point of making it private. You don't got
everybody.
You don't got a billion
people. Not everybody that
you
want in your business. You want, like he said, friends and close ones and families that you want in your business.
You can have, yeah.
Other than that.
That's the point of making it private.
I don't mind your business because then people get messy on social media and start doing this and comment. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
So once you know if my man went private, just say Jonathan from the office followed him. And then Jonathan go back, yo, look back at Craig. Work. He was litty.
But why do you have to put whatever?
But I mean, if it's private, then only the people that he accepted maybe only got 30 followers and he know all of them 30. That's his partners or whatever.
Then they know what you're doing.
Your partners do, but not your work.
I'm saying, so why you gotta post it? If the 30 people that's following him know what he doing, who you posting it for then?
For them.
Well, I mean, I'm not 30, that's a small. Maybe you got a 300 followers.
These niggas ain't never sold drugs a day in their life, bro. Drug dealers don't like shit like this. Like social media and all that. Like, nigga, like, I don't want to be on camera. Like, Jay-Z always talk about that shit. Like, y'all niggas be on this internet shit. Like, I don't be want to do none of that. The last thing I want to be seen is anything. Even the IRS watching you count all this free cash online. And you, like, nigga, like, what are y'all doing? You don't have to do that shit.
Well, that's something different.
Niggas do all type of wild shit on there, bro. Cocaine, niggas be wilding. Like, fam, you don't have to post. Some people be having a Facebook where it check in as soon as you walk into a spot. It automatically checks in and be like such and such is at, you know, the bowling alley or whatever the case might be. Or they at TGI Fridays.
Well,
like,
maybe them people keep it private.
On?
Maybe that's why I should keep it private.
I
think 300 little friends or family follow.
Nigga, hey, I just feel like it's a public website and you trying to be private on a public website.
You ever dropped a picture and took it down?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right.
I really don't know. I really don't know. Okay, I'm trying to think like what picture I would have. Nah, maybe I really haven't. I really probably have not. Why would I post something to take it down? Like, you know, if I put it in my story or some shit like that because I know it's going to go away in 24 hours, so it ain't a big deal.
Oh, but somebody screenshot it and boom. Forever.
Yeah, it is what it is. But all right, since we probably ain't going to see y'all until 2019, what was the album of the year? Even though we still got, well, I think Dream about to drop the 21st, and I think he wrapping up the year. I don't really think nobody coming after Dream. So far, like, who would you say?
I would have to look at a whole list. This is the last month of the year now.
This shit been crazy.
Should have dropped in February, and I'd be like, oh, I forgot all about that.
I'll give you a couple of people.
Crazy.
You got J. Cole, you got Nipsey, you got Drake, you got
my personal favorite.
You got Meek Mill,
Drizzy.
You got
Nipsey shit was tough.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. You got Pusha T. You got
Pusha definitely up there.
He up there?
Yeah, Pusha T.
Jim Jones, that came out this year.
That came out like early, like January.
Yeah.
I definitely got to sit in actually.
Was it Black Panther soundtrack? I want to say came out this year. That shit was kind of fire. That was
like a couple tracks on it.
This dude.
What about him again?
That's the one.
I'm going to watch it when we close up. That's funny, but I'm watching when we done. But so, who you gonna go album for the year?
Scorpion.
That shit crazy.
That shit was tough. That shit was crazy.
25 bangers, huh?
I ain't gonna say bangers. Out of the 25, I give them at least 20 bangers. And the other one was just some smooth ass tracks.
Alright, what you say? If you had to say album of the year,
Pusha T or me?
Pusha T.
I'm gonna go against the grain. I'll probably say album of the year,
J. Cole.
Honestly,
Nas.
Hell nah. That Nas album was trash.
Kanye ruined that, man.
You can tell that nigga I said it. I probably really have to go what I heard. Shit, I don't even
know. That's what I'm saying. Probably, when you say album of the year, you gotta go back.
That's a lot. I might go with Nipsey for album of the year. If he ain't
Nip shit was tough.
If he ain't album of the year, he definitely top three. And it's like, of course, he came at the top of the year, so it kind of got drowned because we got so much music. Exactly. That came out. So it was like, nigga, we can't even remember that shit.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just pick.
You can't even keep up with this shit.
You gotta
no
at least
more.
Give somebody a five.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you gave him a five, it's probably all gonna be the same. That's why it's tougher to just come up with one. Every five gonna be like the same five niggas. So I'll probably go with Nipsey. Nipsey had a stupid complete project or whatever. So it's a lot of, you know, honorable mentions, but I'll probably say he got the album of the year.
Who's second?
For me, probably Drizzy for the second one.
Good.
But then,
good choice.
And I don't even like, and it's crazy. I'm not in love with the Meek. I don't even think this Meek best project. I think it's just
I'm surprised
because
we didn't touch on that.
We did. I mean, we talked about it.
And we didn't talk about the album. But yeah.
I don't think it's his best project.
I
think it's a lot. This is his biggest project. I won't say it's his best, though.
The energy around it.
The energy is crazy. I give him that. Nigga.
I definitely give that.
He that nigga was on first take. That nigga on everything. Like, he going crazy.
It's the momentum around it.
Yeah, got the album.
Got people going. And it's probably going to do the numbers.
Beats. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when he went and got all these classic beats, you knew exactly what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, it was
cheat code. So, exactly. Yeah, I probably say, yeah.
But it was decent, though. It's a couple joints on there that I fuck with.
Yeah, we rocking like that. Hey, Big, any last words? We about to get up out of here, King.
Yo, last word. Yo, just shout out to everybody that's anybody. You know what I mean? What
kind of shit is that?
Bless all. Blessings to everyone who's out there.
Ain't listening. No telling when we'll see everybody. You so happy New mean? Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to y'all niggas.
And Feliz Navidad.
You know what I mean? Hope this year was, you know what I mean?
Happy Hanukkah.
A big learning experience for everyone. So, you know what I mean? 2019.
All right, nigga.
Let's do what we got to do. Love, peace.
Nigga reading all the memes he seen, the little post.
Love, peace, and soul. This from your boy Dane. Holla at me.
Diggy might have an album of the year, too.
All right, yeah, that's it.
What you got, what you got, Kev? Last words?
Just bless up. Happy New Year. Cause I just in case.
I love y'all.
All right, man. We out of this thing. See y'all next time. Subscribe. What's the name of this shit? I forgot already. Always off topic. Y'all know y'all can look us out. Double E, we still rocking. I see Cam represent with the hat. You know what I'm saying? Double E still moving. We're gonna probably revamp this whole thing. Yeah, I got the little pen.
Pause.
We're gonna probably revamp next year. It's gonna be bigger and better, hopefully, and we can get some consistency going. Ain't that right, Damien?
Yes.
Word. We appreciate your services, sir. Pause and stop kissing your dad on his cheek, man.
And set an age limit for your son.
Please, please.
And be kissing that man at 17.
It's over with. Graduation is just like, all right, my nigga, good shit. You did your thing. We'll see y'all next year. Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, all that cool shit. Peace.